Good evening. It's a great honor for me to be back here in an old familiar place to once again make music with the great musicians who are here in the College of Music. And it's particularly an honor for me to help guide these people through this performance of Dick's last piece. This piece, I believe, was written in response to a request that I had given to him many times. I used to listen to his great choral writing and was just always amazed with the elegance with which he connected his spirit with what he believed. His religious beliefs were always revealed purely in his choral music. And many times I felt that with his instrumental music, it was earthly. It was a chance for him to gain from that inspiration from the people around him and the places around him. And he kept those two separate. And I asked him if one time he would consider taking a choral work and orchestrating it for winds. And he never did until now. This particular work is based upon the first work you heard on the program. I didn't realize that until Saturday night, 2 days ago. It was when Dan Kellogg sent me an email, or copied an email, and said that he was going to put the choral work first and the instrumental work last because Carol had suggested that there might be some relationship between them. At that point, I contacted Dan Kellogg and said, is it possible that I could get a score of that so I could see if there is a relationship? And indeed, there was. Not only the key, the pitches, but I also believe that the extended material where Dick departed from the choral work, it was to amplify certain words. Words like earthly, which I believe gave him a chance within the text of that choral work to expand in the language that he had used so frequently with me and other works. I always had a great time collaborating with Dick. We did many works together. And we used to have breakfast at the Walnut Cafe and talk about his next project. And there was always another project. And I'm convinced that with the subtitle of this, Antiphony 1, that there must have been another project coming as well. But it's going to be with great delight that we perform for you tonight this great work, Heavenly and Serene Bells.